Our text today comes out of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 15 through chapter 2, verse 9. On the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came down through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw the house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, there's a particular kind of silence that falls after a long effort. When you've done everything you know to do, and yet it still doesn't look like much. It's the silence after the project that took years and still feels unfinished. It's the quiet that hangs in a church that's smaller than it used to be. In the heart of a parent who raised their child in faith and wonders if it mattered. That's the kind of silence the people of Judah were living in when the prophet Haggai spoke these words. They'd come back from exile with dreams of rebuilding. Babylon was behind them. The promised land stretched out ahead. And God's temple, the visible sign of his presence, was supposed to rise again in glory. But years passed, opposition grew, and the people grew tired. The foundation was there. But that was about it. It had been 16 years since the first brick was laid, and most of what they had to show for it was disappointment. Then God sent Haggai. Haggai's first message stirred the people into action. He told them plainly that they had focused on rebuilding, on building their own homes while God's house lay in ruins. And to their credit, they listened. They repented. They picked up their tools and started again. But 1 month later, just 1 month, the discouragement came creeping back. The older generation, the ones who still remembered Solomon's magnificent temple, looked at this new one and shook their heads. The stones didn't sparkle. The foundation wasn't as wide. The gold that once covered the walls was gone. You can almost hear the sighs echoing through the half-built hall. And that's when God spoke again. Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? That's a question, isn't it? God doesn't pretend things look fine. He doesn't scold them for their feelings. He names the disappointment. Does it not seem to you like nothing? God meets them right in their realism. Sometimes we forget that. We think faith means ignoring the obvious, pretending that pain doesn't hurt or that loss doesn't sting. But the God of Scripture never asks his people to deny their circumstances, only to trust that he's not absent in them. And so to a weary, disillusioned people, God gives this command: be strong and work, for I am with you. That phrase, "I am with you," is the heart of the entire book of Haggai. It's the heartbeat of discipleship itself. So God doesn't promise the people wealth or political favor or an easy road. He promises his presence. The same God who brought Israel out of Egypt says here, "My spirit is with you. Do not fear." Notice he says that his spirit is with them. He doesn't say my spirit will return or my spirit might visit if you behave. It's my spirit remains. The covenant still holds. God's presence didn't vanish when the temple fell. His love didn't end when the people sinned. His faithfulness didn't expire with the exile. And that's what discipleship is: learning to hold fast when everything else seems to slip away. It's easy to walk in faith when the temple gleams and the music swells and the pews are full. But true discipleship happens when you're building amid the rubble. When you're showing up to pray with 5 faithful people. When you're tending to a ministry that feels small. When you keep loving and forgiving even when it feels like no one notices. That's what Haggai's message is about. God says, keep building, keep trusting, because I am with you. There's a phrase in Zechariah 4:10. Zechariah, there was another prophet who preached alongside Haggai. And in 4:10, he says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." See, the people thought their work was too small to matter, but God rejoiced over it. We live in a world that measures worth by size, by attendance, budgets, numbers, visibility. But God measures faithfulness. If you want an example, look at Jesus. Born in a small town, raised by poor parents, taught in villages and back roads, died between thieves. Yet God's glory shone through what looked like weakness. The temple they were rebuilding would one day be visited by that same Jesus. The Word made flesh would walk its court. The greater glory God promised would not be gold on the walls, but God Himself walking among His people. In verses 6 and 7, God gives a vivid image. It's a divine shaking of creation itself. Everything that feels stable will tremble. Empires will fall. Kingdoms will shift. But God's promise will stand. It's not a threat. It's reassurance. The shaking reminds God's people that His kingdom cannot be moved. The world's instability doesn't mean God's absence. It's proof of His power. We might read those words today and feel their relevance. The ground under our feet feels uncertain. Economies falter. Institutions crumble. Trust erodes. But the same God who spoke through Haggai speaks now. "I am still sovereign. I am still faithful. My spirit remains among you." Discipleship, then, is not about control. It's about confidence. We don't have to control the shaking. We simply have to stand on what doesn't move. In verse 8, God says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine." He's reminding the people that he owns everything they think they lack. They were worried about not having enough resources to finish the temple, and God says, "You don't need to fund my glory, I provide it." And then comes the promise that ties it all together. In verse 9, "The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace." That had to have sounded impossible. Greater glory? In this? In this half-built structure made of inferior stones? Built by tired hands? Yes, God says, greater glory. And he was right. That temple would one day see the infant Christ carried in by Mary and Joseph. It would hear the voice of Jesus teaching. It would witness the Lamb of God who would bring peace not through politics, but through the cross. The promise of Haggai 2:9 isn't nostalgia for what was, it's anticipation of what God will do. The greater glory was never about the building. It was about the presence. The people thought they were rebuilding a temple. God was preparing a world for the incarnation. Haggai's word to the people of Judah is the same word we need today. Hold fast. When you can't see the results you hoped for, hold fast. When your prayers feel unanswered, hold fast. When the world shakes and the work looks small, hold fast. Because discipleship isn't measured by what we build. It's measured by whom we trust. God didn't ask the people to make the temple glorious. He asked them to make it faithful. And that's our call too. To be faithful in the work of love, in the habits of prayer, in the practice of showing up. John Wesley said that holiness isn't about perfection of performance, but consistency of heart. Faith is the divine evidence of things not seen. To hold fast in unseen seasons is the truest form of discipleship. Our world feels a lot like post-exilic Judah. Disoriented, weary, suspicious of hope. But God hasn't changed. His spirit still remains. Think about what that means for us. We're not called to rebuild Solomon's temple, but we are called to rebuild faith in a skeptical world. To hold fast when others let go. This may look like a congregation choosing to stay faithful to the gospel, even when culture shifts. It may look like a parent praying for their wandering child. It might look like a teacher trying to live out Christ's love in a divided school system. And it may just look like a small church showing kindness in a cynical community. Each act of faith becomes a brick in God's temple. Each prayer, each act of grace, each word of truth. And every time we keep building, even when no one sees the progress, every time we keep building, heaven rejoices. So let's not miss what holds all this together. It's God's unchanging presence. He says, "I am with you." He says, "My spirit remains." He says, "Do not fear." Those three promises are the antidote to every kind of uncertainty. "I am with you" answers isolation. "My spirit remains" answers instability. "Do not fear" answers inadequacy. The world will always feel uncertain, but discipleship means we don't anchor our faith in the world's condition. We anchor it in God's covenant. We stand firm not because life is steady, but because God is faithful. When the people finished the temple, they couldn't yet see the fullness of God's plan, but we can. The greater glory has already come, and it continues to unfold in us, the living temples of the Holy Spirit. Every believer who holds fast becomes part of that glory. Every act of faith builds the dwelling place of God among His people. And one day, when God shakes the heavens and earth one last time, all that is unsteady will fall away, and what remains will be peace, the shalom God promised through Haggai. So when you feel yourself staring at unfinished work, when the world feels fragile and your faith feels small, remember what God told His people through Haggai. Be strong and work, for I am with you. We're not building alone. The Spirit who stirred the exiles is the same Spirit who stirs the church today. The God who shook the nations to bring about Christ's coming is still moving history toward His glory. And the promise that sustained them sustains us still. The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former. What God begins in grace, He will finish in glory. So church, hold fast. Hold fast when the work looks small. Hold fast when the world shakes. Hold fast, for the Lord your God is with you and His Spirit remains. That's what discipleship is. That's what faith looks like in an uncertain world. And that's what it means to be the people of God. Bow your heads with me, please. Lord, you've spoken peace to our hearts through your word. Give us strength to walk in that peace, courage to work in faith, and grace to hold fast to your promises. May all that we do bring glory to you and reveal your presence to the world. In Jesus' name, amen.